Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, that line boy's on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
Uh-huh.
Back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Chris McMahon.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 202 on the Fan. McMonagle here with you on this Wednesday morning. Got you for 3 hours till we get you to the warm-up show at 5-888-808-1019. Taking your calls. We got Fleegs on the other side on the day after. And you know how I feel about it. I was stunned. I know many people aren't. And I guess I'll start with somewhat of a positive, even though I don't want to. I appreciate the fact that we trust in Leon Rose. He's been as big a part as Tibbs, as Jalen Brunson, in turning this Knick franchise around. He has made tons of moves as an executive with this franchise that has pulled it from the depths of where it has lingered for over two decades. And I appreciate the job he's done, and I appreciate the quick acting, quick decision that he made with Coach Thibodeau. But I couldn't disagree more with it. I honestly don't understand why this decision was made, whether it's Johnny Bryan, obviously, who's interviewing with the Phoenix Suns, and you want to jump out and get him, or whatever the case may be. We'll get into the different reasons and who's pulling the strings behind the whole thing. But here's the bottom line. As I just said, and I know we've gone over this a lot, the New York Knicks reached their first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. The New York Knicks were a disaster until Tibbs took the reins. The New York Knicks were a joke, a laughingstock, an afterthought in this city as really the one team that can unite us all. It all united us into forgetting about them for 20-plus years. And this guy took over the reins and built this franchise up. And then those are the obvious things, right? And I know that's not good enough, and that doesn't get him a lifetime contract. But let's just get into this season. You are talking about a coach that led the Knicks to back-to-back 50-win seasons with two completely different teams. He went out and changed this team. They brought in Karl Anthony Towns. They brought in Mikal Bridges. They changed who they are. They made themselves less of a defensive-minded team. They gave a defensive coach a less defensive-minded team. They gave him a team that suits him less, right? And that's probably part of the reason they've ended up firing him, because I think Karl Anthony Towns and the ability to get the most out of him is probably what's behind this decision. But I am so sick and tired of hearing some of the stuff I've been hearing all day long about the failures of this coach. I am tired of it. Because let's be honest, I understand you'd like to play the bench more. I understand that he's part of the problem and the adapting to the NBA and the minutes police we all have. And he plays too many guys and you need to have this bench. The bench stinks. Let's just flat out say it now. I'm sorry. It's not like he's left a bunch of great players sitting on the bench all year long. This team was traded for Karl-Anthony Towns at the very last second, and the team didn't have a great bench. We have seen Mitchell Robinson play. We have seen Deuce McBride play. And by the way, how'd they play? How'd he develop Deuce McBride into a player that satisfied this team? The bench isn't very good. Could he play it more? Sure. Would you like to develop it more? Sure. I do think he was going to have to go into the season and change who he was a little bit. But this narrative that somehow this team would have beaten the Indiana Pacers or went on to win an NBA championship, if only Tibbs played the bench, if only Landry Shamet played more, this team might have been able to accomplish the ultimate goal. And because of that, he needs to go. It makes me nuts. Because this roster, let's be honest, what couldn't they do? They couldn't beat the Boston Celtics. And let's be honest, if they won this series, everyone would say they couldn't beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's what we all felt about the talent of this team. They are talented. I think they're more talented than the Indiana Pacers. Are they more talented than the Boston Celtics? Because we can go over, I hear it, and I've been hearing it all day. Well, how many 3 years in a row he's lost to teams that he was favored against? He was favored against the Indiana Pacers, unable to. Was he favored against the Boston Celtics when he was down 20 points in game number one? Was he? Was he favored against the defending champs when he pulled off the biggest upset? Arguably this city, forget the franchise, arguably the biggest upset this city has seen this side of beating the undefeated Patriots in the last 50 years. Getting a team that's been a doormat to everyone who walks into the Mecca of basketball for the last 25 years. He has brought them up to respectability with a different group, given a brand new team this year, and because he couldn't get to the NBA Finals after beating the defending champions who nobody thought they could beat, because he lost this series to the Indiana Pacers, he must go after 1 year with Karl-Anthony Towns, after 1 year with Mikal Bridges, after 1 year with this unit. He won 51 games with it, and that's with Jalen Brunson missing how much, a month and a half with an ankle injury? He wins 51 games with this team, back-to-back years of 50 win seasons. He goes on and beats the defending champs to send the franchise to an area and a round and an Eastern Conference Finals that they haven't seen in 25 years. But because Landry Shamet and Tyler Kolek didn't play enough, he needs to go. I'm sorry. I don't understand it to save my life. And when you talk about, like, if Spoelstra, and that's the other thing too, right? We talk about, oh, this move wouldn't have been made if they didn't have someone in mind. Well, I respect the hell out of Johnny Bryant. Did a great job when he was with the Knicks. He's obviously done a great job, Cavs, and clearly he is now one of the favorites to go take the Suns job. I think he is a good coach, but he is an assistant coach. We are talking about finding someone to take a team over the hump, to take a team into the NBA Finals, to win a championship with this group after we're killing Karl-Anthony Towns, after we're killing Josh Hart, after we're killing Mikal Bridges, after we're killing OG Anunoby. Those players that we're all frustrated with and don't think played well enough to win the series, that group has to get to an NBA championship, and we're going to rely on a guy who's done a really nice job as an assistant and could be favored out in Phoenix. That's who needs to step in to make sure that this group can get to their first NBA championship since 1973.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's the move that has to happen. I've been critical of Tibbs. I think we've all been critical of Tibbs. Fairly so. And I know everyone now wants to throw out the platitudes of, well, thank you, Coach Tibbs. Thank you for changing the franchise. Thank you for coming here and bringing respectability. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even the people who want his ass out the door, thank you very much. Thank you for what? Thank you for what? What are we thanking him for? He's been a woeful underachiever. No? I'm confused. Either Leon Rose put together an incredible team that Tibbs has done a bad job with, or maybe, just maybe, Tibbs has had a huge role in this team becoming this good. And I get it. I've talked about it. Karl Anthony Towns, who to me, this is what this is all about. And if we are going to believe that it's a Leon Rose decision, and I know, listen, I can't tell you it's not done by the owner. I listened to Ian Begley today on The Fan. He made it pretty clear that he believes this doesn't happen unless Leon Rose is on board. That Leon Rose made the decision. Obviously, the owner has to sign off on it too. Leon Rose has to sign off on it. And I do appreciate that I feel the same way about Leon Rose that I do about Tibbs. He's been an incredible executive. He's done an incredible job with this team. And he's closer to the team than I am. And I respect the bold nature of this move in some ways. But I do think it is very short-sighted. And I am very concerned that you should be careful what you wish for. Because we've seen Tibbs fired before under these same guidelines. We've seen Tibbs fired before because he couldn't take the team over the hump. And then I watched those franchises tank after he left. I watched the Chicago Bulls become a shell of themselves. After all the talk about he couldn't get that team over the hump, the Bulls faded without him. We do not have an example of, you know, Buck Showalter that gets thrown around. You have the example of going then taking the Yankees with Joe Torre to win a championship. You have an example of what happens to the Arizona Diamondbacks the year after he left. There is no example with Tibbs other than the idea maybe, just maybe, he made a team a hell of a lot better and took them to places that other coaches couldn't. But whether it's Leon Rose or whether it's the owner, I don't know. And we'll have some fun with it because Mad Dog saying one thing and Mike saying another. I have no idea. I don't know. What I will say is this owner has been less inclined since hiring Phil Jackson to being as involved as he was before. Since he hired Phil Jackson, it's really felt like he has allowed these guys to run it to the point where eventually Phil had to go, and now Leon Rose has been able to do his own thing. I think it's very, very ironic that when it's a questionable decision, and when you can point to as many things as I'll point to the rest of this show all the way to 5 a.m., that all of a sudden now it's a move that has the fingerprints of this owner all over it. I think that's a bit, it's a bit on the nose that suddenly when it's a real questionable decision that half the fan base or whatever is going to disagree with and a lot of the talking heads are going to have a tough time understanding, now all of a sudden this one has the fingerprints of the owner all over it. But I will say that this clearly is, for me, I'm going to make the assumption it is Leon Rose. And if it's Leon Rose, this is pretty much the assumption that you can forget Giannis. You could probably forget KD. This is about Karl-Anthony Towns and how him and Brunson have got to be the two stars of this team. And they have got to get the best out of Karl-Anthony Towns. And to me, I can't think of another reason. I can't muster up another excuse to fire this coach other than they firmly believe that Karl-Anthony Towns will never thrive under Tibbs. And it's not the worst reasoning, but it's the only one I can think of. And I'd like to think that the coach who took them here would be able to adjust. If you brought in maybe an offensive-minded coach to help him, if you did some things to help make him understand things do need to change, that you'd be willing to do it because he brought in a culture and a winning environment this team hasn't had in forever. And then there's another thing I've been hearing, and CP the Franchise has done a great job, right? Ian Begley was all over it. CP the Franchise, he has Knicks TV. He's been talking about this for a while with Tibbs and how it was up in the air. He's been hearing some things. He's been on the fan a lot with Evan and Tiki. He does a great job. I listen to his podcast. They do a great job. And he came out today and talked about there was some news that in the exit meetings, a lot of the players were complaining that they don't know their roles. That the idea that the team didn't clarify roles and Tibbs didn't clarify roles, and that was part of the problem with the team. I'm not saying that that's not information that CP the Franchise was given. I'm saying that's a bunch of horse crap. I'm saying the idea that you can have a 50-win season, that you can be the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference, that you can go on and beat the defending champion Boston Celtics and get to an Eastern Conference Finals when nobody knows their roles is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. The idea that these guys didn't know what was what and they were unsure of what was asked of them is absolute nonsense. That is an insult thrown at Tibbs that is just absolutely ridiculous. That this guy didn't clarify roles? He did. Part of the problem is he clarified the roles to the bench. Stay there. You don't think OG Anunoby knew he was a 3-and-D guy, that he's expected to defend some of the better players on the team? You think Mikal Bridges came over here and struggled because he didn't know what he was asked to do? He was unsure? It certainly wasn't to miss as many threes as he did. I'm baffled by the decision. The amount of success, and I know it's about winning championships, and they didn't. And I know I thought they could have and should have beaten the Indiana Pacers, and they didn't. I also thought the players played terribly. And the idea that we're all, I take calls about Tyler Kolek, and we're going to fire a coach. Like, honestly, you are going to fire a coach who changed the entire franchise, who won you 50 games back to back, who just took you places you haven't been in 25 years and upset the defense. Like, I don't think we make enough of it, because we're talking about how he lost to a team that he was favored against with home court advantage against the Pacers, and we're not acknowledging that he went on to beat the Boston Celtics when nobody told him he could. That is a huge, massive upset. It's the biggest win outside of the championships the franchise has ever had. You can make that argument. It's the biggest win other than winning the two NBA finals that the team has ever had. The fan base shut down 7th Avenue. We have had a feeling about this team and this franchise we haven't had since the 90s. The 90s. And we're going to let him go because he didn't run right enough? And he didn't run Shamit enough? And we don't think that he can, after only 1 year, and Cat became a starting five member of the Eastern Conference All-Star team in that year? That we don't think in a second year he could get more? That he's not earned that? I have a real tough problem understanding why this coach wasn't given the opportunity to fix some of the issues. And there were issues. I don't understand why this coach has got this moniker of can't get you over the hump, where there's no evidence other than he didn't win. And by the way, whoever they hire, most likely, never won a damn thing in the NBA. We could talk about, and we will as we go through the show, 888-808-1019. We could talk about Jay Wright. That would be the pie in the sky. What exactly has he won in the NBA? We got Danny Hurley. His name's being thrown around. Exactly what the hell has he won in the NBA? We're all going nuts about Johnny Bryant, and I think he's a good coach. I think eventually, in my mind, he's probably going to be the hire. And I hope he does a great job. But what exactly has he ever done in the NBA? You're firing a coach who wins everywhere he goes. You're firing a coach that has turned this franchise around. You're firing a coach that just gave the franchise the best win they've had, arguably, since 1973. And you're firing a coach that took them to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in a quarter century. Because Cameron Payne didn't play enough. Because Landry Shamet should have been more involved all year. Because Tyler Kolek could really be that backup point guard that would have shaped their season. Because their roles weren't defined. I have a real tough time with it. Let's see what you have to say about it. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls here in the open. Edgar in Colorado. What's up, Edgar?
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I called last week. You got a little annoyed. You didn't let me have my say. I just want to say, as a Knicks fan, this is a great day. The Knicks are that much closer to winning a championship without this guy. It's funny how you say he could have adjusted to the bench next year. This is the same coach in Chicago, same coach in Minnesota, same coach in New York. He wasn't going to change. And it's easy to criticize the bench that, oh, yeah, this guy was great, that guy was great. We never know. We never got to see them.
No, yeah.
He wasn't going to play them.
Okay.
He wasn't going to play them.
You've never seen Shamit play before? Did we see Wright play in the series? Yeah, he was a huge part of the Game 3 win. Did you see the rest of when he played? Did you see him miss every shot he took? Did you see him?
You want these guys to perform big time in the most pressure moment at the end of the season in the playoffs. Maybe this is something you should have done during the season.
Uh-huh.
This is
totally agree.
He
totally
does
agree.
Not change.
Totally agree. He could have played them more over the course of the year, and moving forward, he would have had to play whatever bench. But again, you're dismissing the win over the Boston Celtics. You're dismissing the level of success he's brought here because of guys like Shaq. I'm sorry. He should have played the bench. It might have helped him in this series. He beat the team they couldn't beat. He beat the team they couldn't beat. He
okay,
beat the defending
great. You know
champs.
What?
Oh, it's
he
great.
Gets,
I know, it's great. No, it's not great. Chris, apparently,
Chris,
it's meaningless.
He gets credit for that. He gets credit
Does
for
he?
That, but he wasn't.
Well, he just got fired.
They weren't going to move forward with him, Chris. They were not. And listen, turnovers, that's coaching. Lack of defense, that's coaching. Anthony Towns living on the arc instead of being on the post, that's coaching. All I got to say is don't let the door hit you on the way out.
That's outrageous. That is an outrageous statement. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Do you know what this guy has done for this franchise? Don't let the door hit you on the way out. And yeah, I'm sorry. I don't disagree he should have played the bench. I think he could have got a better bench. I think he could have had a better bench. Mitch plays. Deuce McBride plays. And they all got better. Brunson came here and everyone hated the move. He turned him into a freaking superstar. No, he gets no credit for that, right? He gets no credit for that. That was just going to happen. Brunson was just going to end up being great no matter what. I mean, don't let the door hit you. Unbelievable. That is unbelievable. I agree. Could have played the bench more. Do I honestly believe that is the major difference when the bench is Landry Shamet and Wright? These are the and Campaign and Achiuwa. Like, they're nice players. And they could have played more. I agree. But that's why we're going to fire a guy with this level of success? And then we're going to say, don't let the door hit you? And it's the same thing with Chicago? Yeah, he won 60 games with Chicago. He took Chicago to heights they hadn't seen since Jordan and haven't come close since. Ray in Brooklyn, what's up, Ray?
Yo, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Listen, I don't even know where to start, my guy, but I'm just going to say this because, you know, you may not want to say it, but you might be thinking this. That last caller, idiot. The guy who was one of Keith's last callers that kept referring to Cat as kitten and kept saying that Tom Thibodeau needed to go. He was very adamant. Idiotic also. Listen, Chris, I was having a lengthy conversation with Fleas Behind the Glass, so I'm not sure if you covered the player development part of it that everybody is getting wrong because, you know, the guy has developed, right? What's Mitchell Robinson? The guy is an offensive liability that can't even make a free throw,
yep.
But this guy is impacting the game more than anybody on planet Earth in the playoffs. That's a credit. Isn't that a feather in Thibodeau's hat?
No, of course. No, only the negatives are impacted by the coach. The positives are what should happen, and the negatives are the coach not having a clear-cut path and their roles defined. And we all know what that means. The players don't like their roles.
Yeah, listen, nobody this detail-oriented who lives and breathes this is not going to tell each and every player, this is what I expect of you. So that's a bunch of nonsense. And then, you know, as player development, Dante DiVincenzo was nothing before he got here. He regressed afterwards. Josh Hart was already a journeyman that was basically rendered useless on the Lakers. And with that,
what about
selfish,
Randall? What about Randall?
Julius West. I mean,
who was Randall before he became a Knick? Who was he? He was an extreme disappointment. That's what he was.
Until Tom Thibodeau got his hands on him.
Yep.
And what about this? I don't care if they bring in Johnny Bryant. I don't care that he's a rookie. The Boston Celtics were ready-made when they bring in Mazzulla. They expected title or bust. Mm-hmm. I expect title or bust from Johnny
and that's
Bryant.
The other
I don't want to hear he needs a 1 or 2 year
absolutely.
Window.
Absolutely. Of course, Ray. That's the, like, now he's got to win right away. You're bringing in a rookie coach with the expectations of you got to get past the Eastern Conference Finals. Missoula wasn't hired under those circumstances. Right? They didn't get rid of their coach. There was outside circumstances that forced them to fire him. He was brought in because they didn't decide that he was the right guy for the job, or they didn't decide that the current head coach wasn't good enough to win the NBA championship, so they had to go to him. Now, yes, Steve Kerr did it. Everyone wants to point to the Steve Kerr. Absolutely. And listen, if they win an NBA championship and they're right in this decision, I'll be the first one to say I'm wrong. Go find Steve Kerr. I hope it works out. That's my point. Not that it can't work out. Not that there can't be another coach to do this. But I'm just saying, like, we act like there was no success. Let's see. Let's see if this coach comes in and does it. I'm not saying he can't. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Johnny Bryant can't come in and do a good job and get this team to the same place or better. I'm not saying he can't. I'm saying it's difficult. It's not easy. And it's hard to assume he will. And you're putting a lot of pressure on them. If they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals and lose, it's almost like, what was the point? They have to get to the NBA Finals to justify him being hired. That's not easy. And to me, if I'm Leon Rose, if I'm the Knicks, he wins that Boston series, that's it. I'm done. He's my coach next year. We could talk to him about things. And then if he refuses to, like, you say this, if I give him a legitimate bench and we talk about how not playing the bench had a major issue with losing the series and not making it to the NBA Finals, and he is still stuck in his ways. Or, listen, if there was a meeting, and we don't know all this stuff, if Leon Rose talked to him, he said, look, I'm not playing the bench. I play my guys. That's it. I don't care. Fire me. Okay. Then okay. I think he loved this job enough to be willing to adjust. Because let's be honest. I mean, again, like, I got a guy tweeting me, Rob, like, he took forever to get to Quickley. He turned Quickley into a great player. He turned Quickley into a really nice bench piece off the bench. Where it took him forever. I don't care how long it took him. Look what he did to him. Like, I mean, I just have a hard time. Look, I agree there needs to be adjustments, but we don't give the guy an opportunity to do it. This was year one with this group. Year one. And the level of success he has had for a franchise that's had zero. And you're going to replace him with, like, oh, an assistant coach. He'll do fine. He'll do great. Well, how the hell do you know? We have no idea. If you could get Spoelstra out of Miami, boom. Can't argue with it. Sounds like Malone, who's won a championship, is out and not in the mix for this. If you get Jay Wright, as much as I'll tell you, he hasn't done anything in the NBA. I think he's a great coach. He's obviously got a relationship with the Villanova aspect of this team and Brunson and everything. I think Jay Wright's a big name. I think he's a great head coach. Okay. Danny Hurley, I'm not sure his nature transitions to the NBA game, but I can't argue with the kind of coach he's been and the success he's had in college. And Johnny Bryant's done a really good job and is obviously being coveted by the rest of the NBA, and specifically the Suns. Those are all reasonable hires. They all deserve head coaching jobs in the NBA if they want it. How do I know what they're going to be able to do with this group? And how do I know they couldn't get better next year? How do I know? It was year one. Year one of this group. And they won 51 games and got to the Eastern Conference Finals. It was a disappointing loss. Let's hope. Let's hope they make the right decision. And we could talk about all that. We could talk about whether or not you think it was Leon Rose or the owner. We could start getting into who we think should be the head coach, because this is the last day I'll yell about it. I've kind of been yelling about it since the season was over about how I would have kept Tibbs, and I knew the fans were on it a lot, so we've had this discussion a lot. But today's the last day we yell about it. Then we move on to see who the next coach is going to be and whether or not it's the right move. But today, I was extremely surprised when I woke up to the news, and I did. I woke up to the news. My wife woke me up angry with me because I forgot to take out dinner out of the freezer through the frost, and she was happy to tell me that Tibbs got fired because she knows I'm against it. So that was around, I don't know, 3 o'clock, 3:30 this afternoon. Did you take dinner out of the freezer? Oh, no, I didn't. Did you put the towels in the dryer like I asked? Oh, no, I didn't. You know, Chris, I swear to God, it's like having three kids around here. By the way, Tibbs got fired. I was like, what? I don't understand it. I think Leon Rose made a bigger mistake than I did with the laundry and the dinner.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'll be honest with you.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
All right, 2:38, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I mean, that first caller, it's still stuck in my craw. I appreciate him. Thank you for calling in all the way from Colorado. Don't let the door hit you. That's going to be on my mind all show. That is so hard to fathom as a Knick fan. Like, I don't know how a Knick fan could honestly feel that way. I know we're mad we lost this series. When Tibbs had 5 years here. 5 years. Right? I know I defend Brian Cashman. Brian Cashman's been here for 30. They haven't won a championship since 09. I push back on it. I defend him. But there's an argument. They haven't won a championship in 15 years. They're the Yankees. They have this payroll. The New York Knicks were the laughingstock of this city, and the Jets play here. They were the laughingstock of this city. They were a joke. I can't tell you how many of my friends, because I grew up in the 90s. I grew up in a time where the Knicks were it, and we were all Knicks fans. You know, we're half Giants, half Jets. We're half Mets, half Yankees. We were all Knicks fans. We loved them more than anything. All we did was play basketball. You know, and when I was growing up, we were, you know, basketball. My buddy's father, Big John. Hope you're doing well, buddy. Love you. John was our coach. We played basketball all the time. Like, that was kind of our sport as kids because it was the Knicks, and that's what we did. We played for our church. Basketball was kind of it when we were young. I loved the Knicks. I can't tell you how many of my friends lost contact with the team. It felt like you woke up one day and you didn't even know who was on the team, and you stopped watching, you stopped caring. Like, it wasn't just frustration with the Knicks fan base. It wasn't just, you know, disappointment in being a Knicks fan. It was indifference for a long time. For a long time. This guy came here, and in a five-year period, 5 years, he didn't have this incredibly long run. In 5 years, he turned the entire franchise around. In 5 years. And they progressively got better. I know they missed the playoffs the year after they made the playoffs. But besides like that, like, it's not like they went to an Eastern Conference Finals and then they were out in the first round. And then, like, they have consistently plugged along getting better. They got further this year than last year. They had the biggest upset, arguably, in franchise history. The guy did an amazing job. Hall of Fame coaches were unsuccessful at doing what this guy did. Don't let the door hit you. Because you lost the Eastern Conference Finals? Because a ball went in game one, and there's mistakes in game one. That ball went 30 feet in the freaking air and fell down right back through that rim. If that ball clanks off the side rim and goes out and the Knicks win game one, I don't know what happens in this series. And then I suppose we'd be screaming about the idea that they didn't win the NBA championship. And we're going to point to what Steve Kerr did with Golden State. We're going to point to all these other things that, you know, somehow guarantee a brighter future without Thibodeau. I've seen what the Knicks look like without Thibodeau. I've seen it. It isn't pretty. And I hope the next coach comes in and does an incredible job. Again, today's the last day I'll yell about it. Now it's moving on and who they can hire and how it goes. But I have a hard time understanding this. I have a hard time understanding the level of success because we think he needs to play the bench more. And let's be honest. If the bench is so good, let me ask you. Like, here's the other thing, too. Like, people are going to say, you keep knocking the bench. We don't know how good they're going to be. We don't know how good they could be. You know, Shamet hit 50%. From three after Brunson went down. Okay, so the bench is really good. So now that they're hiring a new coach, they're not going to change the bench, right? Leon Rose is going to keep it. We're going to have Campaign. We're going to have Shamet. We're going to have this bench is going to look exactly the same because the bench is really good. It was just Tibbs didn't play it. There's not going to be any changes made to the roster. We're going to keep this exact roster because we know this roster is good enough to get to the NBA Finals. It was the coach holding them back. So we can expect Wright back. We could expect Hakporti back, we could expect Achua back, we could expect Shamet back. All these guys are going to come back because it's a great bench. It's just Tibbs refused to play it. Now, something tells me that's not going to be the case. Something tells me they're going to have a completely revamped bench. Something's telling me they're going to try and build this team and be much deeper and be better. But, you know, he didn't play right enough. 888-808-1019. David in Hawthorne. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's up?
I do think Thibodeau, I think he was a good coach, but we were never going to win a championship with this guy. And I know you keep saying that Thibodeau changed the franchise. But I'll tell you who changed the franchise. It was Jalen Brunson. The guy came in. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was his dad coached him. New York gave him the energy. He was primed. He was ready to excel to a stardom.
So Tibbs has nothing to do with his progression to a star player?
A little bit. But for somebody who's a defensive guru, mm-hmm. I mean, the Pacers ran laps around him. Did you listen to the telecast? Reggie Miller and Stan Van Gundy were killing this guy. Yeah. There was open threes all night long. And I know you're going to say, oh, well, they got through the Celtics. They got through the Celtics without Jason Tatum and without Porzingis.
No, they didn't. That's just not true. Porzingis was hurt. I'll give you that. Dealing with an injury. Tatum was there. And even with Porzingis injured and hardly playing down the stretch of the season, they were what, a plus nine? They were minus 900 to win the series against the Knicks? Come on. And Tatum didn't get hurt until game four was already decided. It was 3-1 before Tatum got hurt. So I don't want
to
hear
how
that.
How many other coaches run a seven-man rotation? He runs the players to the ground. And he did it with the Bulls, with the Timberwolves. He's running the – and that's why he's never – Carlisle just flat-out outcoached him. Stan Van Gundy, he was killing the guy, and he was right. And that's why Thibodeau's gone. He was outcoached. He's a good coach, but he'll never win a championship.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree the idea that you're so certain of it. And, you know, Carlisle had Jalen Brunson, and he couldn't make him a star. So, I mean, it's just like the idea that we know what's going to happen. And listen, Carlisle had a good series. I think Tibbs outcoached Mazzulla a championship-winning coach in the round against the Celtics. And they had it, and he rolled a deeper bench in this series than – but, I mean, other than who runs a seven-man bench, go look around the NBA. The minutes get shorter for the bench in the postseason. It just happens to be this year right now, the two teams that are in the NBA Finals don't because they have a very deep team. Who has a better bench, the Pacers or the Knicks? Who has the better bench? And this team isn't very good defensively. I mean, we talked about it. Last year's team was incredible defensively. Has he changed as a coach? Or did he get players who aren't as good defensively? Karl Anthony Towns isn't good defensively. Jalen Brunson's not good defensively. And for a defensive guru, did you see how they played the end of the games against the Boston Celtics? Did you see Mikal Bridges rip the ball out of the Celtics' hands? Did you see? Like, I'm not saying that that he didn't have issues, and I've been critical of him. I've been critical of the minutes. I've been critical of not playing the bench throughout the year. I've been critical about not getting the starters off the floor at the end of the games of blowouts. I've been critical about side out of bounds plays. I've been critical. He's not a perfect head coach. But we dismiss the success and harp on this one series. And I get it. You got to get to the. But, like, he can't? He can't. He never can. This is what he did in Chicago. Okay, it's what he did in Chicago. Who stepped in and took that team further than he did? Who went in there, played the bench, and suddenly took the team further than he did? And who knows, if Rose doesn't go down with an injury, maybe he does have a championship in Chicago. If Rose doesn't blow out his knee in the first round of the playoffs, you know, with a 60-win season, maybe he does have a championship. Lee in Brooklyn, what's up, Lee?
Yo, speaker. Hey, man, enjoy the content, enjoy the show.
Thank you.
And appreciate, you going to task here because I know it's kind of tough at this time when we just, lost. But my narrative is a little different, though. You know, the whole situation with the Knicks is that, you know, just watching basketball for years, I'm not even going on, this time period, just through the years. I mean, what's been happening is that coaches have been being removed. Coaches have been being moved around the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say nepotism. Some people say, favoritism. I don't know how it all works. I don't understand how it all works. Why they don't hire new coaches. I don't know. People are afraid. But then when people have new people in, things work out pretty well. Like with Steve Curry. I think that was his first head coaching job. I think he was in the league, but I think it was his first head coaching job.
Yeah, he was in the front office.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes people don't have what it takes. There's different gifts in men. And some people don't have what it takes to be the forefront. Maybe they're a good assistant coach. So maybe they're bad doing that. And then basically, then you have men who basically are good at, you know, being head coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hope that the Knicks get a good, somebody who's be a head coach, not somebody who's an assistant, but somebody who's considered to be a head coach because they have a good team. Like you said, they did beat Boston. I believe they beat Boston, you know, and I believe that they beat Detroit. And like you said, if they won that first game, I think Knicks are in the finals. Personally, that's how I feel about it.
I mean, possible, but they, I mean, listen, there's all. I mean, again, there's you know, Steve Kerr, right? I can give you. I mean, you're gonna laugh it off when I say it. You're gonna go, oh, that's not fair. Okay, well, Kenny Atkinson was the coach with Brooklyn, and the organization and the players specifically felt like he wasn't the kind of coach you can get him over the hump, so they hired Steve Nash because Nash was going to come in, you know, two-time MVP offensive kind of guy. He could really come in and let the players kind of really do their thing. So I mean, because Kenny Atkinson wasn't a good enough coach to take that talented team over the top, they needed someone else to come in, so they brought in Nash. That worked out. That worked out really well. There's examples of both. There's examples of both. I'm not saying they weren't issues with Tibbs. I think he deserved one more year. I don't know how you didn't give it to him. I don't know how you justify not giving this guy another opportunity. I don't. The team was sloppy with the basketball. Yeah, they turned the ball over. I mean, again, so, you know, you got to take Josh Hart off the court, the guy who's been everything for them because he's turned the ball over. You got to play lesser players because he's struggling, and that would have solved everything. Jalen Brunson had 5 turnovers. Is that the coach's fault that Jalen Brunson turned the ball over 5 times in game 6? Like, the players didn't play well. That's part of it, too. The players did not play well in this series. And it's not just because the coach. Now, hey, look, maybe they win 70 games next year. Maybe the coach comes in and they're such a talented, wonderful team with such a great bench that, you know, they win 60 games and they make their way back to the NBA Finals. Let's hope. But that's all it is. It's hope. Because this guy did an amazing job here. There's no two ways about it. A+. How is he as the coach of the New York Knicks? How is his tenure? It's going to be as fondly remembered as anybody else. Totally honest with you. It's going to be as fondly remembered as anybody else. You're going to tell me Pat Riley did a better job? Like, honestly, did Pat Riley do a better job? He got them to the NBA Finals, sure, because Jordan decided to go play baseball. They're up 3-2. He allowed John Stark to take 18 three-pointers and miss them all. Thank God they moved on to Van Gundy. Did Van Gundy do a better job as the coach of the New York Knicks? Got them to an NBA championship. To an NBA Finals. Yes. He took over a team that was a winner. This guy took over a franchise that was a disaster. He earned one more year. He earned it. Steve in Stamford. What's up, Steve?
T-Mac, how you doing? So last time we spoke, and I don't know if you remember it, but I kept saying the one thing about Thibodeau that I wish he would have corrected was putting Siakam on Neesmith after game one. And he waited until he hit four threes before he put it on for the last play. Mm-hmm. So I think that was one critical error. But hopefully I can give a good perspective on this because I'm a UConn season ticket holder and UConn and the Knicks are what I die for. Also, we share the Yankees. It reminds me of Girardi more than anything else. And I knew him personally. I loved him as a manager. He won as a player. He won the World Series in 2009. Mm-hmm. And I hate Boone. Mm-hmm. And I hated it ever since it happened. So this reminds me of that. I love Thibodeau. I go to about 5 Knick games a year. 2 of them were blowouts. When he had the starting 5 in against Denver when they're up 35.
Yep.
And the same thing against Detroit. And I remember screaming my head off. And he did have a big weakness, huge. But he was a great coach, and I feel physically ill. And here's my question for you. First of all, I'm a UConn season ticket holder. I'm a grad. I'm a huge UConn guy. And I do not – this is my biggest fear, that they're going to go after Hurley, because Hurley is not an NBA coach.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
He's not. He's a college coach, and it would ruin both of my favorite teams all in one full swoop.
Yeah, I hear you, Steve, and I'm sorry I'm up against the top of the hour break. I don't disagree. I would not hire Hurley. Again, great coach, and maybe we'd lament today. He'll make, you know, the Lakers are obviously hot after him, and maybe he'll end up making the jump to the NBA and being great, and we'll lament the day that the Knicks didn't go out and make sure they got him. He just seems like, I mean, his entire aura screams college coach. I mean, that's who he is. His father's a high school coach. He's a college coach. I wouldn't be in a rush to hire him. Doesn't mean he couldn't be a great coach. He's a great coach, but I just don't think it works. Right? We've seen Urban Meyer. I mean, you can't be a better college football coach, and it didn't work in the NFL. You know, we've seen Nick Saban and Miami. Like, I mean, we've also seen successful ones, but I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I brought up Urban Meyer because I could see Saban kind of as an NFL coach. Urban Meyer really felt like a college coach. Danny Hurley feels like a college coach.
You can go local and basketball. Pitino.
Rick Pitino failed, obviously, in 2 different spots. Calipari failed with the Nets. Like, a lot of these coaches have failed. Great college coaches.
Listen, a great college coach, how's he doing now? It's years later. How's Billy Donovan doing with the Chicago Bulls?
Yeah.
That haven't been relevant since Tibbs left.
Yep. I that wouldn't be it. But I honestly think they're going to hire Johnny Bryant. And I don't think it's a bad hire. I think it's a good hire. I just don't know how you can tell me you're confident they're going to be much better. Like, that's the only thing. I'm not saying it's not a good hire. I'm not saying he obviously knows the Knicks well. He was on the bench under Tibbs. He knows this group well. He did a great job in Cleveland. He's right there to be the next big head coach in the NBA. It'd be a great hire. I'm not saying it wouldn't be. I'm just saying I don't know how you know he's going to do a better job than Tibbs. I just don't know how you know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.